sexual. But today's first episode will be on Hungary. Same-sex couples. So I will go through Has been met with outcry from will give that child a great home. Who cares? I don't. Right? The kid isn't going to be like, oh, so I don't know. Right? But that's just me. And asserts that the foundation, inverted commas, of the family is marriage. And the parent-child relationship, the mother is a woman, the father is a man. As a rule, only a married couple in Hungary can adopt, with some exceptions made for single people, which would have previously been the pathway for a same-sex couple. Whereas, I think there's a little bit of a contradiction in there. Rights groups have decried the new law. This is a dark day for Hungary's LGBTQ community and a dark day for human rights, said David Vig, director of Amnesty Hungary. And he basically went on to say, and it's in quotes, These discriminatory, homophobic and transphobic new laws rushed through under the cover of the coronavirus pandemic because they thought they could get away with it amidst the pandemic. Doesn't take a genius to work that out. Are just the latest attack on LGBTQ people by Hungarian authorities, Vig added. Mason David, Executive Director of Human Rights Organisation Transgender Europe, called on EU Commission President Ursula van der Leyen to address the rights of LGBT parents, the attempt to erase gender diverse children, and the ban on legal gender recognition in the Commission's rule of law, assessment and ongoing Article 7 TEU proceedings against Hungary. While Hungary is a member of the European Union, Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been forging his own path in recent years, passing a rash of laws that EU leaders have warned will undermine the country's democracy. In May of this year, which is hard to say because it's just been a whirlwind, made it illegal, keyword illegal, for transgender and intersex people to change their gender on identity documents. And though the country currently recognises legal unions for same-sex couples, the ruling Fidesz party and its leader, Orban, oppose the legalisation of same-sex marriage. Of course they do, because they're all fecking dinosaurs. The Prime Minister's office on Tuesday hailed the bill barring same-sex adoption, saying it was intended to strengthen the protection of Hungarian families and the safety of our children. What? What the WTF? The stance of Hungary's conservative lawmakers was also clearly reflected in the justification section of Tuesday's bill, which states, "The fundamental law of Hungary is a living framework that expresses the will of the nation, the form in which we want to live, however, the modern, inverted commas, set of ideas that make all traditional values, including the two sexes, relative, is a growing concern." No, mate, just jump off a bridge, jump into a minibus and just, you know, go die somewhere. I can't stand this thinking of we mustn't let LGBTQIA plus community adopt children. They are satanic. How about just get a life? Earlier this year, Hungary lost points in a ranking of European countries for LGBTI rights by the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association, ILGA, because of policies targeting LGBTIA communities. The decision comes just months after a major EU survey found that 6 in 10 LGBTIA people in Europe avoid holding hands in public for fear of discrimination, and that 43% had been discriminated against in the past year. So, that was the article on CNN, or equally you can go on the BBC website and read it for yourself there. But they do, but essentially, from, you know, my understanding, they've banned same-sex couples from adopting kids for fear of safety, for the safety of Hungarian families and safety of children. Do they not know that the safety of their kids isn't something that should be tarnishing the LGBTQIA plus community, because, and yes, I understand majority of people in general who do effed up things. I admit, I agree. But maybe you should improve your way of thinking, bring yourself into the 21st century instead of living in the 4th century. I think to yourself, it should be a case-by-case basis. Right, you have a foster home, right, I assume, and you have, let's say, I don't know, I'm just going to pluck up a figure of 1,800 kids, varying from, say, 2 years old up to 18, right? And they are all, and they've been in the foster home for God knows how long, right? And a loving couple comes along, regardless of their sex, regardless of their gender, want to adopt. They have the space, they have the freedom to, you know, be there all day. You know, maybe they work from home so they can give their kid all of the attention that they need, right? But you're not going to give them, but you're not going to grant them the opportunity of adopting a child, or because in your head, right, you think that a woman, right, a lesbian couple can't adopt because you think that two women being together is wrong. So you're discriminating against that couple, but you haven't put that kid's happiness and welfare as your priority. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but surely, as a social worker, or just as a parent, you should realise that at the end of the day, these kids, all they need, all they want, is a loving home with loving parents, again, regardless of whether it's a same-sex couple or a man and a woman, right? Regardless, right? And saying that there are exceptions for single people, what if that single woman has a partner, right? I just don't get their thinking. If I was to play, I don't really want to play this, but I'm going to play it anyway. If I were to play Devil's Advocate, I can sort of follow along their train of thought, but I don't agree with it. At the end of the day, right, love is love, no matter what the sex. Right, the kid, if the kid is 2 years old or a bit older, he's not going to know the difference. Right, he's just going to see two loving people who love him, right, and they just want to bring him up, bring him up to be, you know, a responsible, kind adult, you know, surrounded by a big family that he's never had the opportunity to be surrounded by. You know, that's what kids want. And it just makes me laugh. You know, we've got, there's a lot going on, obviously, in the world. You know, if you're not in the UK, we've just gone into another lockdown, lockdown 3.0. So we've got all that going on. We've got people trying to flee out of London because they want to be able to, you know, do what they want to do, unfortunately, you know, and not abide by the rules. So you've got that going on. You've got the stuff that's happening in America, which is a bit of a turbulent time. And now you've got the Hungarian government trying to effectively bar same-sex couples from adopting, whilst a coronavirus pandemic. They must have thought that they were smart. No, they were stupid. Because who in the right mind would think that this would fly over our heads? Did they think that we'd be so occupied with the pandemic, right, that we'd be too distracted to even notice? No one's going to notice. We're just going to slide this through. You know, it'll be fine. You know, let's ban same-sex couples from adopting. You know, they don't have enough problems. Right, so we'll just make it worse. You know, make it harder for them to adopt. What are they going to do next? Are they going to ban LGBTQI people from owning a dog, owning pets? Like, what's their obsession with banning, you know, transgender people, transgender, non-binary, lesbian, gay, intergender couples from adopting? Do they not think that they are capable of looking after a kid, bringing up a kid? Do they not know that, you know, the LGBTQIA community are probably, apart from, you know, the traditional man and wife marriage, right, the LGBTQIA community have a lot of love to give. They are the most loving community, right, they have a lot of love to give. All they want is the right to adopt a child, right? Give them a loving home, and, right, give them a sense of normalcy, hope, security. Everything that a stereotypical traditional family are able to give their kids. Yet they want to not only discriminate against the LGBTQIA community, they also saying to the children that, you know, bye-bye, like, we're not going to give you the opportunity to, you know, be adopted by these people. You can only be adopted by a man and woman, or with exception, a single person. Like, please, can anyone tell me what the fudge is going on? But that will be it for the first episode. If you've made it this far, if you've made it through the episode, leave us a like, a comment. You know, let me know what you think of this situation. Also, if you've, you know, also comment diamonds or follow us on social media on Instagram at the asexual ramblings. There'll be a link down below. If you're listening to this on Anchor, there'll be a link down below. Yeah, comment diamonds. Yeah, let me know what you think. But yeah, that'll be it for today. I hope everyone is staying safe. You know, I know that Christmas is literally like four days away at this point. Don't know. But I want to wish everyone a happy Christmas. I know it's not the Christmas that we'd all hope for, given the situation, but make the best of it the way you can. Right? You know, if you have unfortunately lost a family member, you know, put out some candles, you know, celebrate it the way you want. You know, make it the best you can. If you are struggling and you need to talk to someone, then you can ring Samaritans on 116 123. They are open 24/7. And you can be anonymous. You know, you don't have to, you know, give them any information of who you are. You can chat to them anonymously. But yeah, if you are struggling, then do ring the Samaritans. The number is 116 123. If you have any support out there, i.e. friends, family who are close to you, who you can ring up, then do that. But best of all, take care of yourself. Indulge in self-care. Just do what makes you happy. But yeah, that would be it. See you in the next episode. Bye, girls.